This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with, once again, Mary L. McCarthy, the founder and chief inspiration officer of CreateRightNow.com, the home of the Journaling for the Health of It Power Community. She is the international best-selling author of Journaling Power, How to Create the Happy, Healthy Life You Want to Live. Mary, a pleasure to have you back with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you for having me, Eric.
Mary, always great to have you with us, and thanks for your time. So for those that may not be familiar, what is CreateRightNow.com?
CreateRightNow is a community of health-conscious people that use the ultimate self-healing and self-help tool, journaling, to deal with the issues in their tissues and to work on healing, growing, and transforming their life. And Create Right Now provides prompts, inspiration, information, encouragement to help people. And Journaling for the Health of It is a daily pen-to-page journaling practice. So people need a lot of guidance and support and rah-rah to keep them getting back to the page every day. It's a real challenge. So that's what Create Right Now is all about.
Tell us, Mary, if you would, how did you get started with Journaling for the Health of It?
It was a very interesting situation. I had had a multiple sclerosis, MS, episode where I lost feeling and function on the right side of my body, and I needed a way to teach myself how to write with my left hand. And a friend of mine introduced me to a concept called Morning Pages. It's part of a book by Julia Cameron called The Artist Way. And every morning, first thing, I sat down and wrote 3 pages of stream of consciousness writing. No thinking, no grammar, no anything. Just get whatever is in your body and your mind out on the page. And I thought, oh, this is really interesting. This would be an easy procedure for me to get left-handed ASAP. But what I didn't imagine, that I got into my childhood, I got into all kinds of really exciting psychological, spiritual, as well as physical issues. And I was able to start remembering a lot of things. And it was way more than just putting the pen to the page, and much more than a physical therapy. It was a fantastic holistic therapy where, you know, like I said, I got into, got back to the real, true Mary McCarthy by just putting the pen to the page every day and doing the procedure was called Morning Pages. So it's just, it was really interesting. And I just got more into rediscovering my true talented self and all the exciting things that you could do with just, you know, sitting down and writing every day. And I thought, wow, I needed to share this with the world. And that was the impetus for me setting up Create Right Now and sharing the wonders of journaling for the health of it.
Now, you often talk about journaling power. Tell us, what is journaling power?
I call the whole process journaling power because it is all about reconnecting with, discovering, rediscovering our own personal power. And by putting the pen to the page every day, it helps us become more and more empowered and realize how strong, how healthy we really are, how talented we are, and helps us move forward with creating the happy, healthy life that we want to live. So it's just, and I also think that a lot of people have the perception that journaling is just diarying and things like that. No, the journaling power is another name for expressive writing. You get into, as I said earlier, the issues in your tissues. You get into your heart, your soul, your spirit, and you find out who really lives in your body.
Today we are visiting with, once again, Mary L. McCarthy, the founder and chief inspiration officer of createrightnow.com, the home of the Journaling for the Health of It power community here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mary, how do people get started with journaling for the health of it?
Sure. Getting started is the most difficult part. We all have a long history of writing teachers and the whole thought of, writing is just so challenging. And also, too, it's really fearful because you're going internal. We're so used to being external and responding to the the world outside. So going inside is something that's very different, unique, and scary. So I say to people, there's only one right way to journal, and it's your way. So you start anywhere that you want. And my suggestion is to just get a pad of paper, a pen, and sit down and write a question to your journal. Your journal loves to answer questions. Or make a statement. Just start writing to say, I have no idea what I want to do, or journal, can you help me get started writing? So it's just a very the best thing to do is like our friends at Nike say, just do it. So it's just and it's a new experience too, because we're tapping into our feelings. So it's just like it's an opportunity to get back to and reconnect with yourself.
And Mary, where do people go to help them stay with their journaling power practice?
Well, I invite everyone to come to createrightnow.com. There you will find anything that a power journaler would want. I have in the neighborhood of about 360 some journaling prompts. So if you need some ideas to get started, there's a great blog that has all kinds of how-tos, as well as a real big favorite is a lot of journalers blog or provide an article of their story. So I have a whole section of my website on called Our Tribe, and it's stories of people from all walks of life who have used the journal for things such as helping them recover from alcoholism, to recover from cancer, to all types of emotional, psychological, and physical challenges that we face in life. So Create Right Now is the one-stop journaling power shopping network.
Well, it's certainly proof that it does work, and we certainly have always enjoyed your visits with us and to make our listening audience aware of what you have in place. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip here today?
I just again, invite people to investigate, come to Create Right Now, and investigate this whole opportunity for people to really become their own primary care provider and really, as I said earlier, understand who lives in their body and realize that they have the strength, the power, the talent to manage and create the life that they want to live for themselves. So, and also I did put a very good comprehensive blog article up at Psych Central that's called You'll Be Shocked at How Therapeutic Journaling Can Heal Your Life. And that gives everything about the history, the scientific data, backup, all types of information about that. So that's the best, like I said, that's my recommendation and invitation to people to get to discover this new as I call it, ultimate holistic health therapy, and to just write on.
It is createrightnow.com. Again, Mary, always great to have you with us, and thanks so much for your time, and do look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you very much, Eric. Right on.
And yes, right on. We've been speaking with Mary L. McCarthy, the founder and chief inspiration officer of createrightnow.com, the home of the Journaling for the Health of It Power community. She is the international best-selling author of Journaling Power, How to Create the Happy, Healthy Life You Want to Live. And for more information, of course, visit createrightnow.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.